Well, hello, hello. Hi, guys. It's me, Dot. I am the Oil Oracle. I'm here to remind you that your life is a ceremony. And today, I'm going to speak to you about balance. No, not the oil blend, my friends, but the idea of work-life balance. And I actually have a bit of a hot take on this because I don't believe that balance exists. So I actually think if you're a passionate or multi-passionate person, balance is almost impossible, and it becomes like the impossible carrot that's forever dangling in front of us, and we feel like we're failing if everything doesn't feel in balance. And then it becomes this, you know, this thing that we beat ourselves with, that we haven't got work-life balance. And personally, I feel like it's just another construct that's been put on us to make us feel like we're not doing well, and it's kind of bullshit. So I want to call it out and I want to talk about it today because it feels important to me, and I guess maybe somebody needs to hear it. So you do see online a lot of people talking about the need for work-life balance, and you know, there's a lot of the memes are like fun, you know, they make me laugh. It's like the 20-20-20 rule, work for 20 minutes, you know, drive for 20 minutes and then spend 20 years in the forest or whatever. And, you know, the girl boss era is over and now we're the girl moss and we're lying on the floor of the forest. You know, I actually am here for a lot of that vibe. But also I do think then for those of us who are extremely ambitious, it becomes a bit of like shaming that happens, that like, oh, your life's not in balance because you're working so hard. But it's actually like, if you feel like you're being called to something bigger, it doesn't want to feel like balance. It's never going to feel like balance, because actually you have a huge fire in your belly which is driving you towards something much bigger than most people understand. And it's not to say that people who want, you know, have that kind of smaller vision or like that kind of different perspective on life are wrong. There is no good, bad, right or wrong. And that's where I have the issue with it about the balance thing, because actually I think it ends up being something that we use against ourselves or against other people, saying like, oh, you know, you're working too hard and it's all out of balance. Well, actually, you know, my experience as someone who is ambitious, who is energetic, who is multi-passionate, I don't feel like my life is in balance very much, but often I feel like it is in harmony, because all of the parts of my life which I want to be here are here, and they're all resonating at their own frequency, and together it makes a beautiful harmony. So it's not that there's no such thing as balance and it's always going to be out of whack. What I feel is that actually balance is the impossible dream, and what we should all be seeking to achieve is harmony. And when you think about harmony, like in an orchestral sense, there's always some instruments that are more prominent than others, and the tones of others balance out the others. And it's about bringing everything together in different ways and different crescendos at different times to create a beautiful harmony. And I feel like that is what is possible in a really passionate, purpose-driven life, but it's not always going to feel balanced. Like, there are times at the moment where I feel like let's take it on an easy one. My social life at the moment is non-existent because I have chosen to be really unreasonable about my work for 3 months in order to create massive change. And this is something that I've instigated. I've initiated this myself. I'm in a 90-day run. And I'm pushing myself in a way that I haven't done before in my business. And so if you're just coming across me now, hi, hello, I would like to reassure you that I haven't always worked this hard and I don't plan to always work this hard. When I started my doTERRA business in 2021, my children were, how old would they have been? Oh my God, my brain. 4 and 6, there we go. And they were both very much still part-time at school. So both of them were still in kindergarten at Steiner, which means that they were finishing school at 12:20, Monday to Friday. My daughter did one long day on a Thursday. But the rest of the time, they were finishing at 12:30, and I was picking them up at 12:30 every day, meaning I had about 3 hours and 10 minutes every day during the week to work. And the rest of the time, I was around with my kids. So I was very much so part-time, 100% committed, part-time. And then as they've grown up, now they both go to school 5 full days, so they both are in school from 8:20 till 3 o'clock. then actually I can work more full time. And because they're older and more resilient, they actually can cope with me being a bit less available to them as well for a short period of time. This is not a long-term strategy. I do not intend to be working this hard continuously for the rest of my life. However, I am willing to work this hard for a short period of time to create massive momentum in my business and transform our lives to the point where, you know, our plan is that by the time the kids go back to school in September, my husband won't have to work anymore. So it's worth it for me to be out of balance, because it is creating more harmony in the long term in my life. So it's that kind of slight different perspective on it, like zooming out. So during this time, I have chosen to forgo my social life. Let's be honest, I live in Devon, I have children, and I like to sleep. So I don't actually have an amazing social life anyway, but I would tend to go and like meet a friend for coffee or a matcha or a cacao, or like go to a cacao ceremony or whatever. And I'm just kind of choosing to say no to that at the moment, because I still want to have some time with my family. And then the rest of the time I'm pouring my energy into my business. And so it's not that I'm not spending any time with my family. I actually am spending good quality time with my family. In a way, it's been quite amazing, because I'm being so deliberate about the way that I'm spending my time, that when I am with my family, I'm really, really present. Like, I'm not on my phone. I'm not trying to squeeze things in around other stuff, because I've created structures and systems around it where I can work very, very intentionally during the day. And then when I am with the kids, I'm with the kids. But then I'm also kind of maybe working a bit in the evenings or working on the weekends, and Martin's around. So, you know, we've created this around it. And it's like, yeah, that's going to go till sort of, well, it was February, March, April is the official run. May is kind of like a cooling off period where I'm actually still going to be working quite hard. But then it's going to put us into so much momentum going into summer. You know, we are planning an amazing trip with the kids. We're going to go to Cornwall to stay at the Bedruthen for a few days in the May half term after I've come back from Turin. And we're planning a trip, you know, a bigger trip in the summer holidays. These are things that we've not been able to do. So full disclosure, since the pandemic and like me changing my business twice, you know, money's been hard. Martin's been the main provider. And I'm just at a point now where the business is getting legs, and I want to give it everything I've got to get it off the ground to a point where actually we're going to flip it. By the end of the year, our lives are going to be completely different. It's impossible for me to create this level of change whilst retaining, in inverted commas, balance in my life. It would be unreasonable to expect this level of change and stay, in inverted commas, in balance. But I do feel that there is harmony in what I'm creating. So it feels harmonious. I have made agreements with the people in my life. I have spoken to my children about the fact that mummy's working really hard for these 3 months. I have spoken to my husband and taken time to have the conversation with him and say to him, this is what I want to create for us. This is what it's going to take. Can you support me in that? And I've asked for his agreement in supporting me. So whilst it's out of balance, it's still very harmonious in our lives, because everybody understands what I'm doing and everybody is on board, and we've made agreements and we've made like deals for the fact that we are going to go and stay at the Bedruthen in the May half term, because we're going to have the money and we're going to want a holiday, and we're all really, really excited about it and looking forward to it. But it's not balanced, and it can't be for the time being, in my opinion, balanced. And I feel like actually, if you are really passionate, like now having a career that I feel so excited about makes it very hard for me to keep in balance. And it also makes it very hard for me to get burnt out, because I am so nourished by the work that I'm doing. And I'm not saying I'll never take a break. As I've already said, you know, we're planning our holidays and things. However, it's just, if you're actually doing something where, first of all, you love it, second of all, you love the people that you do it with, and third of all, the people who you help are also loving it, it's very hard to want to stop. Like, I don't want to be balanced about this. The whole world needs oils. Everybody needs oils in their house. The testimonials that I get on a daily basis blow my mind. And it's so incredible to me that we can have these natural tools in our home that are really safe, that are non-toxic, that are completely empowering, And we can actually change people's lives with it. That to me is incredible. And I feel like there would be something wrong with me if I wasn't excited about sharing that with the world. And so, yes, I am not in balance, but I am very much in harmony right now with what's important to me. And at the end of the day, my friendships are stronger than me being unavailable for a couple of months to focus on my business. My real, true, deep friendships are plenty strong enough to withstand a season of me working hard. And I would be worried if I had friendships in my life that weren't. You know, your friends, your real friends, the people who really genuinely care about you, should not begrudge you wanting to change your life and improve your life and make things better for your family. They might not understand it, but they certainly shouldn't begrudge you for it, and they certainly shouldn't try to discourage you, even if they don't understand it, even if they think it sounds crazy. They, you know, the real friends get it, and they're supporting me too. And actually, you know, I've had those conversations with them as well, like, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be around. I'm doing this 90-day run because I want to create this change for our family. And the people who care don't matter, and the people who matter don't care. Yeah, that's the saying. So I just wanted to share this today as a little reminder for you that you may feel out of balance. You more than likely will feel out of balance while you're building your business. And that could be a network marketing business or anything else. Or it basically, while you create something new from scratch, it's always going to be out of balance. And that could be a relationship, that could be a family, that could be a business, you know, it could be any of those things. I do think it's important to have hobbies and outside interests. However, I also think it's normal that there are periods of time where you don't get to indulge that. And that's what makes it so much sweeter when you do. Like, I'm excited to be on the other side of this, having achieved that level of change in our lives, to then be able to lean back into the things that fill my cup. But I also don't feel depleted because I have created a life that is rich with relationships and community and connection on so many levels. And we had an amazing presentation in Milton Keynes on the weekend. We had a business summit just this weekend, just passed in the UK while I'm recording this. It's March 2024. And wonderful Anna Thompson, who I believe she is one of the rising leaders in the UK in doTERRA. She's so inspiring. And she gave a beautiful presentation all about how you shouldn't be, you know, the idea of like filling from an empty cup, and we must fill our cups before we serve others. And she talks about serving from the overflow. And I do feel like I'm so grateful that I'm in a position to be able to be constantly overflowing and able to be of service. Like, my life is so nourishing in so many ways. Just the fact that the house that we live in is like my dream house for now. Obviously, I've got a bigger dream for when things change. Actually, I'm going to talk about that for a second. So I was talking to Nathan and Bex once. We went for dinner at their house. They're our Presidential Diamond upline. And that basically means that they've like built to the top of the pay plan, the compensation plan in doTERRA. And I was talking to them and I was like, yeah, I mean, I love our house now, but realistically, when I'm earning £200,000 a month, we're not going to want to live in that house. And Nathan was like, oh my God, $200,000 a month. And I was like, why not though? Because there are leaders in America who make that much money and I'm going to the top. And he was like, well, I mean, that's even bigger than my vision. And I was like, yeah, damn right it is. Because I've got the bigger vision than anyone in the UK. Like, that's my superpower. Anyway, you know, for now, we're in our dream house, in our dream town. The kids are in our dream school. I have my dream husband. Like, I'm so grateful and blessed. And like, practicing gratitude is an amazing way to fill your cup. If you're not practicing gratitude every day, you're really missing an opportunity to fill your cup. Because once you start noticing all the things we have to be grateful for, it's impossible not to be in overflow. If you're listening to this on a device, in a house, whether you own it or rent it, and you've got food in your fridge, we are so privileged. We're so blessed compared to the vast majority of people. And if you've been called to a higher purpose, whether that's through a network marketing business, through art, through design, jewelry making, any kind of creation that you're being called to birth into the world, then you are duty bound, my friend, to birth that vision, whatever it is, because you have something to offer in service to humanity. And it's not going to be balanced. like, sometimes you have to be unreasonable to achieve the thing. But it doesn't have to be out of harmony. And I think, you know, that's the harmony is really what I've been wanting to cultivate. And that's where I think, you know, I am in overflow. And it does feel harmonious. And so I am able to step into that servant leadership that I am currently in. And it feels great. So if you are also being unreasonable, working really hard, trying to birth something into the world, just know that it's really okay if you don't feel balanced, and just keep aiming for harmony and you'll be on the right track. And you'll know when things are going out of whack. It's like, you know, when it's like the squeaky notes in the back because you're not nourishing some part of yourself. But yeah, self-care doesn't have to mean, you know, whatever society wants you to mean. Like, self-care can literally be working really hard in your business so that 6 months from now you can retire your husband if that's what you want to do. It's radical self-responsibility. It's powerful. It's empowering. I think if you're feeling called to it, you should bloody well go for it, my friend. So that's everything from me. If you're feeling like you need a boost with all of this, I would strongly suggest the Courage blend, the Brave Burnt blend from the Kids Collection in doTERRA. I absolutely love that oil. It's so good. If you haven't got it, get it. If you haven't got an account and you haven't been speaking to anyone else about doTERRA, come and find me on Instagram at I Am The Oil Oracle. You can ask me all your questions. I can send you a link to sign up. The Brave blend is heaven for when we're facing those big challenges, when we're being called to something and asked to step up by life, by spirit. So that's everything. If this is valuable, if you get something out of this, please go ahead and share it on Instagram. I had a couple of people sharing my podcast today and it made me feel so good. Like, yay! I love that I'm getting to connect with new people. I love that some of you are finding this helpful and inspiring. It makes me feel really happy. So if you have got a minute to post it on your stories, tag me at I'm the Oil Oracle. I would love to know that you've been listening. And if you want to share your main takeaways, please do that as well, or share it to a friend if you think they would find it helpful. I appreciate you and I hope I will see you soon. I am the Oil Oracle. Your life is a ceremony, so go and start living that way.